Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I don't think this was Jimmy Kimmel, but somebody got George Santos again on one of those cameos that he's selling, and he's wishing NAMBLA, which is the North American Man Boy Love Association, you're doing a great job and doing great things. The world is a better place because of you. Love you, NAMBLA. He says the whole thing.
Boy, gotta really look those things up.
But I retweeted it at TNT Radio Empire. It's George Santos saying the North American Man Boy Love Association is doing great things. Hate to bring in Walsh here, but I'm going to. Tyler Walsh with us. Nothing to do with this. No segue there.
Hi.
All right. What's up, brother?
Unless there's something you want to confess.
Hi. Hi, NAMBLA. You got to hear it. It's on the Twitter. Hi, NAMBLA.
Can we put this on?
You're doing
on
great
the air?
Things. What? You can hear it, yeah.
Okay. Bring me up.
You can totally hear it. Here, go ahead.
Hi, NAMBLA. I just wanted to stop by to offer you my full support and that I am here for you if you need anything. I want to congratulate you on your success and on your anniversary this past December. I just wanted you to know you're doing a great job and you're doing great things. And the world is a better place because of you.
No,
we all love you. Please. And I love you, NAMBLA.
NAMBLA.
All the best.
It
Bye.
Is a an actual organization, North American Yikes. Man Boy Love
it
Association.
It is. They have a website and everything.
Oh, NAMBLA's been around for years, man. Yeah.
Does George Santos still have a job?
No.
No.
Okay.
That's why he's on Cameo.
Right. Yeah. They kicked him out of this. That's why he's making money on Cameo.
I thought they ran him.
Yeah.
They did, but apparently he reapplied to run again. Well, yeah. Yeah, because that's they need. Yeah.
Well,
hi, NAMBLA.
Needs a little... A better research staff.
What they charge? What's he charge for Cameo? You know, because you know, in the beginning, Kimmel was punking him. I'm sure a lot of people, right wing nut jobs, paid for him.
Let me
too.
Call some of my friends at NAMBLA. Find out how much.
I don't
pay.
Think it's NAMBLA that did that.
They have a NAMBLA. They have a humor section on their website.
Yeah.
Oh, $250.
Okay. Yeah. Well, $250. $250. I guess.
Nobody's taking credit for pranking him. They should.
So far, I don't know. It apparently just was released, so I don't know. You know. Hi, NAMBLA.
NAMBLA, he pronounces it with
yeah,
the
whatever.
Soft A.
Yeah, yeah, he does, yeah.
All right, check with your sisters on this one, because I don't have all the details, but this is out of Mannheim, Pennsylvania, the Central Education Center. Can confirm there was a student incident in which a student bit a teacher's thumb and severed it. That means they bit the thumb off.
Teen Wolf.
Ooh, I think teachers biting kids is cool.
Yeah.
Or I mean the other way.
No,
student
bit the
There's
teacher.
A lot of videos where kids are actually slapping teachers, and those guys are complete horrible.
Gnashed
people,
his right? teeth and bit the recess lady's thumb? That doesn't flow as well.
I missed this story. I didn't hear it either. It was just national news. You got it somewhere.
It happened on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Severed the thumb? Must be the tip.
I got it.
You can't sever the bone of a thumb. unless you have the jaw power of, I don't know, puss.
No. Thank you. I'm not sure how to take that.
I can't throw Jim Suction on the bus anymore. It's pretty bad earlier.
Sounds like he's under the table.
Hey!
Nick's helping.
Well, if there's thumb severing, there's some jaw power there.
I don't know. Can you sever the thumb? Can you sever the bone with your teeth?
You'd probably catch it on the joint, you know.
I mean, that kid was really working on that thumb for a second.
Yeah, it might have been.
That means that thumb's really in there if they're... Okay, I'm gonna get it off.
I'm gonna flashback to one of the few things I learned working in the meat department at the grocery store.
Yeah,
is when you're parting up a chicken, if you catch the joint where the cartilage is, like where the leg or the wing connects
of the
to
the chicken,
it'll slice right through. So if you, I'm assuming there's a joint there in the thumb.
Yeah.
If he caught the right spot, it probably was easy.
I bet you were a good spatchcocker.
Yeah, I bet you might still be.
Yeah. Let me look up that word and then I'll get back to you.
Okay, yeah.
That's what he calls his genitalia.
It's a common barbecue technique.
So, was it a lady's finger or was it a guy's finger?
That's all the information I get from WGAL Channel 8 out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
due to the age of the student, we are unable to provide any other details.
I did some work for those guys years ago.
I hope it was like a 6'8", 400-pound teacher. Like, I hope this kid was just chewing on that thumb.
For some reason, do you like when your dad was a teacher and you were a student. You never fought
you got
a teacher,
some teacher
did
things
you?
Oh,
no.
In
I've seen a lot of good teacher kid interactions, though. I've seen biting and fighting. And my dad my dad got hit in the face with a shoe once and broke his glasses.
We would have never touched a teacher. I mean, I'm not saying it was that we were more respectful. I just did. We were the guys that. The bigger athletic teachers around, you wouldn't mess with any of those guys, man. They were men.
You wouldn't even touch your naked gym teacher that was walking around the locker room?
He would have kicked my ass if I'd have grabbed his wiener, you know. Yeah. I don't know why I would have done that. You're right, Nick. I don't know why I would have done that. Yeah. No, I never saw it, but I do see videos, of course, all the time. Even back in my day, I'm sure they did it. But, I've seen brutal people, especially girls, slapping like 60-year-old women teachers in the classrooms, and that's so brutal, man.
Yeah, it's best I can't imagine.
And they can't smack them back, can they?
No, probably.
No, I did. I have seen video of some grown men teachers. They didn't take it. They got hit and they took the guy down. You know.
You know what? If it's a 17, 18
you're defending yourself. Oh yeah, yeah. It's a big kid. It's a big.
That's a full grown dude. You know.
Oh, of course it is.
You should be able to punch back.
Right.
You know?
Take the stapler and just whack him.
Well, your dad was how tall? Is how tall? Excuse me, Tyler.
6'7", 6'8".
Yeah. Anybody try to mess with him?
Oh yeah.
Really?
I mean, mostly kids that needed a lot of help.
Got it. All right. They had some emotional things going
on,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
Would they steal his putter, throw it in the lake?
Swim for it, fatty.
I'm being reminded of a story from my, you know, severing fingers.
Right.
My wife, you know, at a previous job dealt with some safety issues of things. And they had a customer who lost a finger because of a dining room chair.
Yeah.
She went to scoot it in, and like the seat of the chair came up away from the frame of the chair.
On the floor of the furniture floor?
No, this is after at home.
At home, I got it. Okay.
And her finger got caught in between the seat of the chair and the frame of the chair and gone. Finger just lopped off.
Was she like an old lady finger?
I don't know. I don't know how old the lady was. But
would you like an old lady finger? I love saying that.
It speaks it speaks to how easy it is to lop off a finger.
Yeah, you're right, Puss. It does.
You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't take much, so I think this kid could have very easily just bitten it off.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Without
especially,
all the...
Especially it was like some, you know, 55-year-old lady finger.
Were they able to reattach it?
I don't have that information either, but it might be difficult if you're gnawing it off like that. It's easier to reattach it if it's a clean cut. And if you're biting a thumb
apparently
or a finger...
Apparently Walsh likes to gnaw on them.
Well, I'm just saying...
Yeah, I can't believe
fingers,
you're rooting for the kid.
If your finger's in the kid's mouth,
right.
I think you have full right to just kind of do whatever with the other hand.
To beat the hell out of the
What did they say with like gators? Jab them in the eye.
just got a third grader. I'm gonna gator the crap out of you.
Just gouge him in the eye. So let go.
What a call to get from the school.
Yeah.
Or his you use
your finger. Kid bit off a teacher's finger?
When the sisters surrounded Andy Dufresne.
Yeah. Oh,
and he
yeah.
gave him that warning that you know, if you hurt somebody, their jaw just clamps down. So they backed away after that.
That time.
I don't know if that's scientific.
No, they banged him. They banged him in that movie.
Yeah, but I don't think they penetrated him that way.
All right. With the thumb, you mean?
They were afraid of the jaw locking down.
Oh, the jaw. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The chair lady's finger could not be reattached.
Oh. So did she try to sue
she went for some sort of, you know, settlement and things.
Did they
on
pay?
That,
they
sure.
They probably settled out of court.
I have no idea.
What did Cleek get her?
I do not know.
Cleek caught her a half hour afterwards. He knows. He's got people out there. Our good friend Cleek Blakeman is also a lawyer, you know, and helped
NFL white
situation.
Hat.
NFL white hat, right, exactly. Right. Tyler Walsh hanging out with us. Actor Ted McGinley is going to phone the program a little later on this morning.
I wonder if he's already angling to work that Brazil game at the end, at the beginning of the year.
That's he'd have nice to watch trip. The Packers.
That's a nice trip, though.
Yeah, but it's a Friday night game, and you probably get at least 3 or 4 days in Sao Paulo.
Probably spend a week there. You probably spend a week there if you wanted to.
Is that an attractive gig or one they'd rather not do?
I don't know. That's kind of my question. Is I don't know if you'd want that or not.
Has he done any overseas games?
Yeah, he's done London.
Okay.
Yeah,
so they do send the good guys overseas.
Yeah, and I think I know with the London, I think he said they leave like Tuesday or something ahead of the games on Sunday.
Right.
They get 3-4 days. Now, there's not as much time change. I think Sao Paulo's only is
Atlantic
Eastern
time.
Or maybe one time zone ahead of
They're
Eastern.
They're an hour ahead of Eastern time.
Yeah, Atlantic so there's time, not as much time change to deal with, but you still probably get 3-4 days in Brazil.
Is there a bottle to throttle rule for NFL refs?
Yes.
Is there?
Cleet and I were on the same flight to Pittsburgh once, and we met in Pittsburgh. He did the Steeler Cowboy game years ago, and I was there. And it was Saturday, and I was with some friends of my dad, and he couldn't come out that night with us. He wouldn't come out, but he said he can't drink that night. Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Now, I don't know. I will correct myself here. I don't know if that was his own rule because he don't want to feel like ass, and that's probably a big part of it because that's a pretty intense thing to do, referee a football game. But he has a rule where he doesn't party that night, you know.
Yeah, it's probably better.
But I don't know. It might be an NFL rule, too. It might be
is it 8 hours for pilots or more?
Bottle throttle is 8 hours for pilots, right.
They may test
if it's 8
them.
For pilots, he
and
could
our,
be
our, our pilot four buddy, for refs. Yeah, our pilot buddy looks like from his social media, when he sends us texts, he's 8:01.
He knows exactly what time that flight
He puts down
leaves.
The red wine at 8:01, 8 hours and 1 minute before he has to fly again. Right. But I don't know if it's the rule, Todd, but I know that Cleet didn't party that night.
Is he coming up this offseason?
Yeah, with the NFL refs is... during the preseason,
right.
They should allow them to ref games hungover and then determine how hungover they are, how much they drank the night before, and then allow them that.
How many times have you done stuff in your life and like you partied the night before something you were excited to do and you felt like ass through something you really were excited to do and you're so mad at yourself? And that's called alcoholism. I got it. We all got a little bit of that.
I was going to say 100 times. We're all looking back at crap we've wrecked in our lives. Like
I've done that so many times where I'm excited about the next day and I want to feel 100%. And the next day might include partying. But instead of feeling great the next day, I partied a little bit the night before, and you're just so mad at yourself, man. So I don't think you're going to do that for an NFL game.
I've done that like the night before leaving for a trip.
That's it. That's what I do, Nick. I'm thinking, cool, tomorrow's vacation, I'm leaving for a trip, and
you're
you wake
excited.
Up hungover to go on the plane. Right.
Yeah.
Before you even leave in town. Right.
And that's why there's Bloody Marys at the airport.
It is. But then, it compounds over the hours, and you just feel like ass the whole time.
What I find, if you train really hard, you're really dedicated, and you drink a lot on a regular basis, it's easier to recover from the hangovers.
Can't you see a white hat just puking there behind the quarterback? Wiping the puke drool off his chin like Nick Kaepernick.
I didn't know until last preseason. I was watching some part of a game, and they said that the refs were practicing working with one less guy. They said they made a mention on the broadcast. They said from this point forward in the game, the referee crew is going to take one guy out.
Was it preseason?
It was preseason.
Okay, got it.
All so
right.
It was, they were practicing as well. They're like, okay, this is how we do it if one guy goes down.
This is how we do it.
We would shift. And everybody would work. So they practiced that too. I didn't know that.
Love you, Nambla.
Nambla.
You see
can't believe that's a real thing.
It's been around forever.
It sucks,
man,
that it exists, but did they have a website? It's like Nambla. It's a .org. You get a .org.
And by the way, they lobby. They lobby to this day to allow grown men to date young boys. They lobby.
Are these all just creepy single older guys?
Probably, man. I was watching old SNL skit the other day.
You can't have a wife and be a Nambla.
I was watching an old SNL skit the other day, and it was and Bill Hader shows up as the president of Nambla, and he's just nobody plays a creep better than Bill Hader in those kind of skits, man. It was so funny. You got to check it out. So George Santos got punked again. Yeah, the freak.
Another severed finger story in the email there.
What was it?
Used to work at a school and home for children with mental disabilities, and the home had a timeout room for students that were out of control and were a hazard to other students or staff, but didn't need physically restrained. High school age kid being placed in the timeout room, and his para was exiting the room, closing the door behind them. Kid kicked the door shut. Off goes the lady's finger.
Oh! All those school doors are heavy duty.
Yeah, you said duty.
Oh, I did say duty.
Bet that finger had some fly time.
She washed his face. Walsh really likes kids' student fights, man. He's really into that.
I'm more just like chaos.
Yeah. You can see his eyes when he said chaos, too.
Some men
just
something's
going to
go wrong. Let's have it go real wrong. Mortal Kombat elementary school style.
I'm with you.
I had a friend that worked at a sandwich shop and looked up and saw his coworker's fingers flying through the air.
Oh, through a slicer?
Caught the slicer and it took off.
The worst one I ever saw was he didn't lose the thumb, but a dude was
you worked with those things all the time.
He was cleaning the bandsaw that they used to cut, like bones.
I know.
And he put his rag around the blade and then went to turn it, which is absolutely not how you're supposed to do that.
Right.
And his thumb slipped and fell onto the blade.
Oh.
And about half or three quarters of an inch right up the center of his thumb.
That makes me feel weird.
The only person smiling is Walsh right now.
I've been around so many people missing limbs. Like,
off of the rodeo, right?
Yeah. My buddy's my best friend, his little brother. He's got two fingers from working with pigs. Got it caught in a feed turbine.
He's got two left?
Two fingers.
Yeah, he's got two left.
Oh, God.
Two left. Which two?
I couldn't tell you accurately. I try not to look at his hand when I see him.
Is his thumb still there?
I think so.
Because if you can't masturbate, man, that sucks.
Some guy heading to the meatpacking plant right now had to turn off the radio. Yeah.
Don't curse
the day. I try to look like his hand.
Yeah. That is severed limb central. Yeah, I had a buddy that used to work at a meatpacking plant, and he would report to me a severed limb on a regular basis. Not his.
Limb or finger?
Oh, use your fingers.
Okay, yeah. A limb.
You want a fun rodeo fact?
Sure.
Team ropers?
Yeah.
They lose their thumbs a lot.
Because the rope around the... Oh.
Yeah, they get their finger caught in the dally. There'll be lots of people like, roping's fun. Yeah, I'm missing, top of my pointer finger. Like, man, they'll miss whole fingers.
That's a badge of honor.
Yeah. That a cow.
You work with pigs and you rode horses and bulls, all that stuff when you were a rodeo clown. Did you ever really mess up your fingers?
No. Okay. They're all good.
They're all still
good. He just ended up with an extra hole in his ass.
He's got his trophy.
Isn't that enough?
Yeah. All right.
I was hoping to lose that.
Ted McGinley later on this morning. Tyler Walsh hanging out with us. Going back.
listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.